Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
You tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal trade court blocks President Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs under an emergency powers law. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says this may be the most significant blow to the administration so far.
President Trump has been trying to use emergency powers to impose his sweeping tariffs. But the federal trade court says he does not have that authority. That, in fact, if there are going to be such tariffs, they should go through Congress.
The Trump administration will appeal. Elon Musk posts on social media that his time as a special government employee and the effort to slash government has come to an end. He was expected to leave then. The announcement comes a day after a sit-down with CBS News for the upcoming Sunday morning program, which he expressed disappointment with what President Trump calls his big, beautiful bill. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin aggressively revoking the visas of some Chinese students. CBS's Olivia Gazes with more.
In a statement, he said the State Department would work with the Department of Homeland Security to scrutinize those working with the Chinese Communist Party or working in, quote, critical fields. The department, he said, would also enhance the screening of visa applicants from China and Hong Kong.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley are released from prison after being pardoned by President Trump.
Todd Chrisley had been serving a 12-year sentence at Florida's Pensacola Minimum Security Men's Federal Prison with a release date of April 2032.
I'm just so grateful that I'm going to leave here with my dad.
His daughter, Savannah, who got the pardon phone call a day earlier.
I was walking into the grocery store when I got the call from the president.
Was outside the Florida prison waiting for him.
Yes, he is our president, but he's also a person with a heart and who loves people well.
Her mom, Julie, was serving a 7-year sentence at a prison in Lexington, Kentucky. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to be patient when it comes to Iran and to avoid strikes on that country.
Yeah, I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment, could change with a phone call. But right now, I think they want to make a deal, and if we can make a deal, I save a lot of lives.
A judge in Minnesota sentences two men convicted of being part of a large-scale human smuggling operation. They were found guilty of bringing Indian nationals to Canada on fraudulent student visas and then smuggling them into the U.S. in brutal winter weather. A family of four froze to death. U.S. Attorney Lisa Kirkpatrick.
These defendants knew it was cold. In fact, they knew it was life-threateningly cold. But they didn't care. What they cared about was money and their callous indifference to the value of human life.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, I'm Phil Briggs, Navy veteran and host of CBS Eye on Veterans weekly radio show and podcast. And I often think of my old boss in the Navy, Commander Reed, especially when I'm trying to motivate my kids. Now I know how he must have felt trying to motivate me. This Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate those who go above and beyond for us every day. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Military Appreciation Month brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Karen Gunther founded Semper Fi and America's Fund, a nonprofit for wounded veterans. But getting started wasn't easy.
I didn't know anything about starting a nonprofit, so I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought every book I could on nonprofits. Nonprofits for Dummies was my very first book.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Ed Gale, the actor best known for Howard the Duck and the evil doll Chucky, has died at the age of 61. CBS's Allison Keyes looks back at his career.
No one laughs at a master of quack fu.
That's Ed Gale making his film debut in a duck suit in the 1986 cult film Howard the Duck with an amazing amount of swagger.
That's it. No more Mr. Nice Duck.
Gale hitched a ride to California when he was 20 years old with $41 and a dream and never looked back. But most fans know him best from 1988's Child's Play as a terrifying doll with the soul of a serial killer.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
His niece wrote on social media that he earned some serious street cred at every con he attended, which he never stopped bragging about. Ever. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, wins the Team TaylorMade Invitational and claiming his first American Junior Golf Association event. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 50s. A pop-up shower or two tomorrow afternoon, more clouds and highs in the low 60s. Warmer temperatures for this weekend, highs climb through the 60s into the 70s. It's 55 right now.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
So much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind
and
open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down,
and I do appreciate you being around.
Spring became the summer, come along. Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Reflects the love that used to be.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Oh! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
W-R-J-N. I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty fortune fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She loved number 9. She bent down.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Love. I just don't know how. Oh, that promise that you made. Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain.
Give me news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Live.
last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter,
we'll be right back. your friend, because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal court strikes down what President Trump calls his Liberation Day tariffs. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says of the ruling,
I expect that President Trump may try to get this issue before the Supreme Court as well, because it is a significant